Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9R Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Ghost in the Wires, My Adventures as the World's Most Wanted Hacker, is Kevin Mitnick's memoir of the years when he became the best-known fugitive in the computer security world. Written with Steven Wozniak, it traces how a curious phone freak evolved into a master of social engineering, moving through corporate networks not by brute force code, but by persuading people to hand over access. The book follows his cat-and-mouse race with investigators, the operational discipline he developed to stay hidden, and the cascading consequences of treating systems and identities as puzzles to be solved. More than a hacker highlight reel, it reads as a cautionary story about human trust, weak processes, and how everyday employees can unintentionally become the entry point to major breaches. It also shows how fascination and ego can compound into life-altering risk. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the human factor as the ultimate vulnerability, a central theme is that people, not machines, are often the softest target. Mitnick became famous less for writing exotic exploits and more for manipulating normal workplace behavior. He uses scenarios involving help desks, receptionists, technicians, and managers to show how authority cues, urgency, friendliness, and insider-sounding language can override policy. The narrative highlights why security awareness cannot be a one-time training slide deck. Attackers adapt to culture and context, tailoring pretexts that fit company jargon and current projects. The book also underscores that good employees can be the most exploitable because they want to be helpful, solve problems quickly, and avoid conflict. Readers see how small slips like revealing an extension, confirming a username format, or resetting a password without verification can create a chain reaction. The lesson is not to distrust everyone, but to design processes that reduce reliance on personal judgment under pressure. Secondly, Phone Freaking Roots and the Art of Access, the memoir connects early phone freaking culture to later computer intrusion. It describes how learning the structure of telephone systems taught transferable skills, pattern recognition, patience, and the mindset that large infrastructures are made of rules that can be bent. This background helps explain why social engineering and technical exploration blend together. By understanding how organizations route calls, manage lines, and handle support, an attacker can map relationships and find the person most likely to grant access. The book conveys the feeling of exploration that drove early hacking communities, where knowledge of networks and switches was a form of power. It also shows how boundaries were tested in an era when many systems were poorly segmented and logging was immature. For modern readers, the value is historical and practical. It clarifies why voice channels remain risky, why verification needs to be multi-factor, and why old habits in telecom and IT support can still open doors. Thirdly, operational security, anonymity, and the fugitive mindset, as the pursuit intensifies, the story becomes a study of operational security. Mitnick depicts the practical routines required to stay ahead of investigators, compartmentalizing identities, reducing traceable patterns, and managing the logistics of living without stable accounts or predictable contact methods. The narrative illustrates how a single careless action can unravel a carefully built cover, and how paranoia can become both a tool and a burden. Readers gain a clearer sense of how investigations work across jurisdictions and how law enforcement combines technical evidence with human sources and surveillance. Importantly, the book demonstrates that anonymity is not just a technical trick, but a behavioral discipline, and that most failures happen at the seams where real life intersects with online activity. The result is a realistic picture of why criminals get caught and why defenders should focus on correlation points such as reused identifiers, consistent habits, and the human network around a target. Fourthly, security culture inside companies and why controls fail. Beyond individual cons, the book highlights systemic weaknesses in organizational security culture. It shows how policies can exist on paper, while incentives push employees to bypass them for speed and convenience. Help desks may be measured on call time, not verification quality. Engineers may share access to meet deadlines. Managers may pressure staff to make exceptions. These dynamics create predictable gaps that a skilled manipulator can exploit. The narrative also points to structural issues like excessive permissions, weak segmentation, inconsistent incident response, and over-reliance on secrecy rather than resilience. Even when companies have technical controls, poor communication between departments can leave blind spots. For readers interested in cybersecurity governance, the memoir functions as a set of case studies on how real organizations behave under stress. The practical takeaway is that strong security requires aligning incentives, training, and processes while designing systems so that one helpful person cannot accidentally grant the keys to the kingdom. Lastly, ethics, consequences, and the path from thrill to fallout, the book does not treat hacking as consequence-free adventure. It frames the escalating legal and personal costs that came with crossing lines, even when the intent was not direct financial theft. As the stakes rise, the thrill of proving access can turn into a life defined by fear, isolation, and high-risk decisions. The memoir raises questions about ethics, curiosity versus entitlement, exploration versus intrusion, and how rationalizations evolve when success becomes addictive. Readers also see how public narratives about hacking can become sensationalized, influencing how cases are prosecuted and perceived. This topic matters for students and professionals because it draws a boundary between legitimate security research and harmful behavior. It also reinforces the idea that skills are not inherently good or bad, but the context and consent determine legitimacy. The story ultimately encourages readers to channel technical curiosity into constructive paths with clear authorization and accountability. In conclusion, this book fits readers who enjoy true crime-style narratives, technology history, and practical cybersecurity lessons, including IT staff, managers, and anyone curious about how breaches really start. It benefits a reader's life by sharpening skepticism in everyday interactions. A convincing caller, a rushed request, or a friendly email can be more dangerous than obvious malware. The memoir makes the abstract concept of social engineering feel concrete, which can improve workplace habits like verification, least privilege thinking, and reporting suspicious events without embarrassment. Compared with many hacking books that focus on tools and code, this one stands out for showing the psychology and organizational dynamics behind intrusions, making it valuable even as technologies change. It is also worth buying because it combines an engaging chase narrative with enduring security takeaways about human behavior, process design, and accountability. You come away entertained, informed, and more prepared to recognize manipulation in real settings. If you would like to support Kevin Mitnick, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.